It's your man Josie Mo, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
Now I know. You know, hopefully, you know, we gotta leave it alone. I said, the people have spoken. No more expansion.
No more expansion. You motherfuckers just on the waiting list, shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's plenty of other fantasy leagues, man. It's over.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, shit. I think I'm gonna cut down to just my three this year. I think I did four or five last year.
I'm doing, see, yours, the Froze, and two more, man. So I'm in four of them, man.
I can't do that, man. It make you fucking schizophrenic on Sunday, man. You be trying to watch everything. I just, you know, I just want to enjoy the fucking football, man.
Hey, NFL Red Zone, man. That's all I can
I
do.
Ain't got watch.
Man, me neither do I. I got the internet, though.
But you can get the Red Zone on the internet?
Yes!
NappyAfro.com.
Throwing elbows like Kevin McHale. I'm your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck, sitting here with the one and only King Germ. What's good, bruh?
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, man. Feeling a little under the weather, so, you know, I know I sound like my breath stink, but, you know, it probably does. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's all fucked up, man. See everybody enjoyed the little behind the scenes, behind the fro, as you called it. They liked that look last week, so we might have to bring that back soon.
Yeah, I mean,
got a whole what?
Gives us a break.
Give us a break, and it's a whole another what? 20 episodes that I didn't pull from or so. So,
exactly.
Might have to get that together. I don't know if I got any archives. We might have to go to the political analyst, Be Easy, to get on that. Shout out to Be Easy.
Yeah.
And yes. Before we get into the show, it's something I want y'all to think about while y'all listen to this broadcast. There's an idea on the table to bring two shows to you a week. You get the regular Frocast, and then you might get another topic-centered Frocast or more of a radio-type thing. We'll do one on Friday. We'll do the other one on Monday. Frame up your weekend. Let us know what y'all think about that shit. And we look for feedback. When we say this, we're not just playing. We're not just, you know, saying like the fucking page. We actually want y'all to comment and let us know what you think. So
exactly.
That's something that we might be working on. It's up to y'all.
See, we over here working, fellas. We working over here, man. Trying to bring two shows a week. We don't even know if 65 people listen to our one show, but we up here talking expansion.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see what happens. People, Fro Nation, we need y'all to speak up on that shit. So let's jump into this shit. We ain't talked about sports in about 3 weeks. Has it been 3 weeks since we talked about sports? Somewhere in there. NBA went fucking nuts. They passed out.
No. Let's not say the NBA. Let's get past the elephant in the room. The Miami Heat went nuts.
Hey, you know, I don't think nothing was wrong with the Heat did. You know, I mean, we added Ray Allen. We added Rashard Lewis. We still didn't get a big man. But we added 2 3-pointers. I mean, what's the problem?
I mean, what the problem is, it was a rumor that Rashard Lewis was fucking LeBron's mom. How is that going to happen in South Beach now? I mean, we saw it happen last time. It was rumored a teammate was fucking his mom, and it went downhill. So now they bring in Rashard Lewis.
Well, then, I mean, maybe LeBron has accepted, you know, since he got a ring. Maybe he just accepted
his mom.
His mom getting down.
I take it back. It wasn't his mom. It was his old lady. That's who Savannah was supposed to be hitting Rashard Lewis. I take that back. So sorry, Gloria. I didn't mean to slander your name like that.
Wait. Were you talking about his baby mama?
His fiance.
Oh, what's up with LeBron and all the chicks fucking other niggas?
I told you, man. I mean, it was just like this was part of that time where everything around him was just crumbling. And I don't know. That they was like saying that was part of a rumor that he didn't play well in one series because Rashard Lewis was, you know, allegedly, you know, trying to get at his old lady, but it probably wasn't true. It probably was another internet rumor, but it still was funny.
Yeah, that,
you can't laugh. Yeah, you can't laugh at LeBron no more. He got a title now, so you know it's not fun. You can't pick on LeBron no more, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you know they'll figure it out. You know, holler Skip Bayless. He'll find a way to hate on him. But I think what do you think of the move? Do you think they're a better team or?
I mean, obviously, like I said, they were still the best team in the East without Ray Allen and Rashard Lewis. I just think they're making it harder for the everybody else to catch up with them. You know, hopefully I saw the Lakers picked up Steve Nash, which is good on the offensive side of the ball. But on the defensive side, I don't see Steve Ash. I mean, I thought that was part of the Lakers' problem was point guards not playing defense. And so we bring in Steve Nash. I mean, yeah, he can distribute the ball. You know, like I said, on the offensive side, it's a plus. But on the defensive side, it's like a, you know, it's a negative. And so I don't know how that's going to work out. And the Thunder, they continue to be in the Thunder. It's going to be interesting in the NBA next year. I can't say that.
Yeah, it'll be a good look. But I don't know how you said all that and skipped over the Nets. You know, and that.
The Nets, they didn't really do anything. They re-signed Darren Williams and re-signed Brooke Lopez. I mean, the guy that they want, Dwight Howard, is in fucking limbo. I mean, this Dwight Howard fucked himself. You know, if he would have became unrestricted free agent after the season ended, then he could have pretty much, you know, got courted by all these teams. But him signing the one-year deal made it even more I mean, what was he doing? I mean, so he looked like a jackass now. The whole situation, and I just want this whole Dwight Howard thing to be over with,
I do too. I mean, it's just like Brett Favre. He's a black Brett Favre, but I still think they made good moves. They got Joe Johnson, so now their backcourt is one of the best in the league automatically.
So Joe Johnson makes the backcourt better. Funny the people in Atlanta don't think that, but go ahead.
What's the problem with Joe Johnson?
What's right about Joe Johnson? Or maybe I'm just thinking about that the Hawks overpaid for Joe Johnson and they never got the production out of Joe Johnson that he was, you know, allegedly supposed to be. But, you know, that's just me being a ATL sports fan, kind of, you know, that's that part of me talking.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. I mean, when you overpay, it doesn't really matter what the fuck he does. When you throwing out big money, it doesn't really matter. But that doesn't mean that the dude's not a solid player. The motherfucker put up 18 points last season. 18 points a game and somewhere in I think he was damn near close in the middle of the pack, like for his position. So I mean, you know, 18 more points. You got D Will in the back. That's pretty solid, bro.
I mean, like I said, the Nets, they're in the East. So they got eight teams in the East have to make the playoffs. Okay, we know the Heat going to make it. We know that the Celtics, they might be back there. You know, they might be marginal next year. They might be marginal, let's be honest. Who else you got? The Bulls, we know they're going to be there. And
Pacers will be back.
Pacers, the Sixers, stuff like that. Sixers. The Sixers, man. Listen, the Sixers, they made some playoffs this year. And they did. They won a series.
Yeah, I know.
Against the Bulls.
Without D. Rose. And then they got shellacked.
They played the champs, man. Anybody who played the Heat this year lost. Everybody. I don't know if you know this, all right, but everybody that played them lost.
I'm just saying, bro. They didn't deserve to be there. I said that shit when the series started.
I mean, but they won a series. I mean, the Hawks, look. The Hawks might be better next year if they're gonna have to make some moves because they got rid of Joe Johnson and Marvin Williams, and I don't know who they brought in. They're trying to get Dwight Howard and build this team around Josh Smith, so hopefully the Hawks will be back next year. But I don't know, man. NBA's crazy. It's over with now. It's got the Olympics, the Dream Team. We're not. What do they call the team now? It's just the Olympic team,
it's
now, right?
Just Team USA this year, and the thing about that is that they ask, and I hate when they bait, especially Kobe. Because Kobe don't give a fuck. They baited Kobe with this question and said, do you think you can play against the Dream Team? And he was like, fuck yeah, we can get him. Like, what else is Kobe going to say?
Close, but we win. But he wasn't lying. That's the point that I was trying to make. I even said, I was on record saying the 08 team was better than the 92 team. You know what I'm saying? So you know I think the 12 team is better than the 92
who's
team.
Who's going to defend the paint?
Okay, that's the thing. They have, it'll be, okay. Shooting guard, you got Michael Jordan in his prime. So that would be he's winning his position offhand. Jordan and then Kobe now versus Jordan then. I got to go with the Jordan then. If it been Kobe like 3-4 years ago, 08 Kobe, we'd have a battle then. But as far, I mean, let's be honest. Larry Bird, you're not on the team in 2012. You're not a factor. Magic, you're going to have to play for your position. Magic, you're not even guaranteed. The 92 Magic, come on, no. You're not even guaranteed on the team. John Stockton, Dumars, like you said, the paint, the Ewing, David Robinson in the paint. That's the only that might be an X factor. But LeBron Washington, Pippen as small forward. He's just, I mean, come on, man.
How about that? Come Pippen on. Was a pretty good damn defender, and I think I think you playing Magic a little shady on this shit too.
92
Magic? Yeah, 92 Magic still had 7 steals in the fucking in the damn series in the Olympics.
He's playing for his position against these guys. Like Jordan Thomas, only three of these guys that made the 92 team. Only three of those guys that made the 2012 team. And that's all. I mean, what? Let's be honest.
All of the forwards and centers will make the team. Every last one of them.
No, Larry Bird is not. Chris Mullin not making this
Fuck
team.
Chris Mullin's not. Chris Mullin to make the team. Pippen to make the team. Fucking David Robinson will make the team. Barkley will make it. Ewing will make it. All them niggas will be on the squad. Karl Malone? So, all them niggas will be on the squad.
Taking off the team to replace with somebody from the other team. We know Jordan, he making it.
Of course.
Clyde Drexler, he's not making it.
Okay, fuck Clyde.
Okay, Dumars, he's not making it.
Dumars?
Yes, Joe Dumars is on the team.
Not on the 92 Olympic team.
Yeah, I think he was. Bro.
Dumars wasn't on that squad. I'm positive.
Okay.
Only people they had was Drexler, Stockton, and Doc Magic was in the backcourt.
Like I said, Magic, but the point guards, Magic, he's playing for this position, though. Magic trying out. Like he's not guaranteed. 92 Magic not guaranteed to make this team today. That's just, that's my opinion, man.
I don't see Magic not making the team. He's, even if he's not playing point guard, he could play any of the other four positions. So Magic will be on the squad. Karl Malone will definitely be on the squad because they thin at power forward. And we won't even have to discuss centers because we know anybody that's a center on this team is making it. But you can't say it, though.
Like I said, you got Ewing and Robinson. I would get in that.
And Barkley.
But other than that, I mean, Barkley. I can't even front. Barkley will
and
make
Malone.
The team. But
Who is beating out Malone other than KD?
Kevin Durant.
Other than KD.
That's all I need. Blake Griffin. I take Blake Griffin over Karl Malone. They do the same thing.
At least Karl Malone had a J.
I don't need him shooting a J. That's what I'm saying. It's like I can change out parts and still have a awesome team, man.
And this is why the Dream Team was better. It's because all them motherfuckers can do everything you need on the court. All
man.
Larry
Bird lay on his stomach all day long.
Say what?
Larry Bird can lay on his stomach all game.
Okay,
long.
When he gets to that motherfucker, he knocking down shots. You know what I'm saying? He still shot 750 from the 3-point.
It was Isaiah Thomas. Oh, no.
It was Stockton, Magic, and Drexler was the backcourt.
Okay. Joe Dumars was a substitute. Yeah, that's what he was. He was like an alternate. That's why I knew Joe Dumars
was
on the team because I had
a
little.
But I'm just saying, man. He's a bag boy. The nigga doesn't have any stats from this team, so he doesn't count. Leitner.
Leitner has stats.
You know, I think that.
Yeah, exactly. Leitner has stats. We know he has stats. But yeah, man. But, like I said, man, I agree with Kobe. And you got to think about it. The teams they were playing back then were garbage. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know, man. It's just Kobe. Hey, I agree with Kobe.
I think the only way Kobe wins, like he said, if it's just a one game thing, they should be able to pull one game. Anybody can lose a game, but if it's a 2 out of 3, even if it's any kind of 2 out of or 3 out of or anything like that, it's not. There's no way.
I don't know, man. I think the youth would get them because the young legs in the series would win against them old fogies, man. Because they were old at that time, man. We got to think, we was getting some old
and
guys,
they were blowing
man.
Niggas out by like 50 points.
Yeah, but the teams they were playing was like me and you out there playing for our country. We were just like, we was happy we was getting to play for our country. We was like, oh shit, I'm on the court with Magic, Michael, Larry Bird. Oh, the pro stars is out here for real.
Okay,
like,
but let's be honest. Let's not act like Angola or fucking Belize has gotten any better since then.
I mean, a lot of them teams that they was watching have gotten better. That's what I'm saying.
They've got better than what? We just beat the shit out of the Dominican squad by like 50 points.
I mean, look, who they played in the gold medal game? Venezuela, Puerto Rico. Look at this, man. They beat Cuba by 79. I mean, then they beat Canada by 44, Panama by 60, Argentina by 41, Puerto Rico by 38. In the championship game, they won by 47.
And I bet you they'll be playing the same motherfuckers this time around and have less of a scoring margin.
Oh, my bad. That's the Tournament of the Americas. My bad. I'm sorry. This is the Olympics. I'm sorry. Oh, I was wondering. Angola, 68. Croatia, they beat them by 33. Germany, 43. Brazil, 44. Spain, 41. You're not beating Spain these days by 41, man. It's not happening. We'll see. It's not happening.
We'll see.
Lithuania, they beat Lithuania by 51.
Nigga, I know a team around the corner that could beat Lithuania by 51. This shit doesn't matter. Yeah, these teams are not good.
Then they beat Croatia in the championship game by 30-something, man. I mean, that's not happening today in the international ball today.
Who does Croatia have on the team now? That's going to change the score.
Don't they got like Tony Kukoc or something?
What? I'm talking about now. That this team has to play against Croatia now. Who do they have that's going to make them a better team than the Croatia that we played back in 92?
They got to be somebody.
They don't have anybody. That's my point, is that the international competition still sucks. So saying that the 92 team didn't play anybody doesn't make this team better. They still playing the same scrappy motherfuckers.
I mean, they're a little bit better now. I mean, the international ball, the bar has been. I mean, because we didn't win in 2000. That's what lets you know that we ain't win the gold in 2000. Even putting out our NBA players still wasn't good enough to win. That's why it took Kobe and them. I mean, we ain't win in 2004. I take that back. It took Kobe to bring the gold back, the respectability back to the United States.
And maybe we had a shitty team in 2004. Maybe we didn't play the way we needed to play in 2004. I don't think it has anything to do with the international competition.
Yes, it does. It has a lot to do.
None of those cats on the international teams made it to the NBA. And if the NBA is the bar setter, there's no difference. It's still shitty teams in 92, shitty teams in 2004, shitty teams in 2008, and shitty teams in 2012. And the difference is just our team. I mean,
look, we won a bronze medal in 04. Third place. Third place, man. Third place.
And then what?
They let you know that they got better. We wasn't even second.
Who was on the 2014,
bro? Let's find out. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Tim Duncan, Allen Iverson. I mean, you know, them ain't no slouches right
there.
Them
ain't
no
slouches, but how many them motherfuckers was trying to play together what? About 5 years in together? And then they trying to play together for international competition? I bet you their heads wasn't all right.
Nah, they don't. You know, they didn't take the. When they like now they have it where you play together. You know, you play together for like a year or two. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all together. Like you know, then they would just announce the team like a month before it was time to go. You know, so everybody like, oh, let's go. You know, bam. You know, they just. But now they have a commitment. You have to make a commitment to USA Basketball, and so you're actually practicing together all the time now. Back then, they just like I said, they just do like, oh, we're gonna pick 10 names out of that, and y'all Olympic team go out, win, go. And you know, that used to work, but now the teams are better. But you know,
we'll definitely see. We'll get to see this year and see how this team does. It would be good, you know, and maybe they need to come out with a game for that shit so you can have the motherfuckers match up and play.
I mean, I bet you it's on NBA 2K12. You could probably play. If you got to go to the added rosters, where the people, when they make, they download a roster, you can download the Redeem Team and the 92 Dream Team, and you can play with them. They got it.
I might do that shit. I might do that shit just to play that shit and have fun and see. But, you know, it's been definitely an interesting offseason, man. The NBA is trying to hold us over while we wait for football to start because nobody really gives a shit about baseball. I'm a baseball fan, but the rest of the world is like, fuck it. So it's been a good one, man. And we got the NFL, you know, slowly getting together. I'm kind of amped up to see what happens. You know, Jaws did his quarterback ranking shit, and he ranked, I think it was Aaron Rodgers was number one, and they're saying that he could be the greatest of all time. Tony Romo was number 10. Your boy Tim Tebow was number 30. My question is, who the fuck was 31 and 32?
Hey, like I said, man, how was Tim Tebow even on the thing? He's not even a starting quarterback, but, you know, like I said, even when Tebow makes the news, I mean, it's awesome to me because I'm a Tebow fan, and I just love to see how he makes the news all the time for nothing.
I mean, for real. Awesome. I mean, they keep bringing this nigga up. Oh, he's training MMA. What does this mean? Who gives a fuck? He's training.
I mean, exactly. Like I said, oh, Tim Tebow, he gained 10 pounds. I mean, everything he does is a story, and I'm just like, well, they leave him alone. And, you know, not just like, that's my guy, though. But he's in New York, and they're going to make a big deal about everything.
And he's still starting. So It is what it is. The other news that came out of the NBA, which I think would be great for the NBA All-Star game, something else they could do, is if there was a 101 or 202 actual play-in, like street-style tournament, because Kyrie Irving challenged Kobe for $50,000 on a 101 game. Who do you think will win that game, and would you want to see 101 or 202 games at the All-Star game?
I think Kobe will win that game hands down. Kyrie Irving, first of all, you need to get off your little broken hand. And secondly, stop. You're not even, I mean, just, Kobe don't need his $50,000. I mean, you know, come on, man. Kyrie, you need that money, man.
Nah,
stop,
it's going
man.
To charity, stop. So they don't even get to pocket it.
Yeah, it's going to charity. Yeah, I'm saying he needs that money. He's not going to be, you know, he was a rookie of the year this year. You know, congratulations, you played 11 games in college, and you made millions of dollars off 11 games, which is pretty fucking awesome. But don't just stay in your league, man. Challenge somebody that you might have a chance to win. You don't go against a Black Mamba. You don't utter those words. I mean, come on, man. That when I saw that, man, I was just like, stop playing, Kyrie. Stop. You really don't want them problems, man. It's like Kobe. Look at him like, bitch.
Oh yeah, Kobe kind of played that motherfucker. Said he was the same size as Bow Wow and shit. I don't think it'd be close.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be close. I think Kobe would win that shit, like you said, hands down. Because the X factor is the motherfucker. How tall is Kyrie Irving? Like 6'2"?
If that.
So
at the tallest.
So Kobe's got about another 4 inches. Not
five. At
yeah.
Least.
Not to mention the motherfucker can actually play defense. It's not just he's tall. He can play defense. He knows how to cut the court off, and he can hit damn near any shot. So, you know, it's not a diss to Kyrie. You're just not there yet, man. You're just not there yet.
Yeah, you know, you're not. Nah, stay in your weight class, man. Stop. You just not. I mean, you know, I understand you've been in the league a year. You want to make a name for yourself, but not like this, homie. Not like this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be that guy.
And I'd love to see them bring this shit to the NBA. I know they did something similar to this at some point.
That would be awesome if they had that All-Star weekend, like a little one-on-one game. You know, like have a, you know, play the five or something. You know, just something to keep the people quick tournament. I would love to see that one-on-one game.
That shit would be dope. You can put it up to 11 points or some bullshit like that, make it four-man. It'd be some dope shit. You know, NBA, holler at us. We got ideas over here at NappyAfro.com. Who would you like to see? Who do you think would be the prime matchup right now?
Hey, man, go dig that motherfucking fat-ass nigga MJ up and tell him and Kobe to play one-on-one, and let's just go ahead and get it over with.
That would be fair? You think a fucking 45-year-old Michael Jordan, 50-year-old Michael Jordan playing against Kobe Bryant would be a fair game right now?
Yes, because he nigga running his motherfucking mouth. And when you run your mouth, you either get punched in it or niggas let you keep running it. So this time, I want Kobe to punch him in his mouth, man. That's just
that nigga Jordan, though, he has got to be one of the grumpiest motherfucking ex-players.
I mean, he's like, I mean, his Hall of Fame speech, man, it just, that summed it up for me with MJ, man. Like, come on, dude, this is your moment, and you're going to take your moment to shit on somebody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
That's a grumpy-ass nigga, man. That's a grumpy-ass nigga. I don't know. I'd like to see. Well, shit. I was going to say Durant, but I don't think that anybody could really. One-on-one, I don't know that anybody could really fuck with Durant.
Man, what are you talking about? It's a guy that plays in Miami named LeBron James that can handle that nigga,
man. It'd be dope. Well, you know what? He did handle him during the playoffs, but I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's all right. That's the easiest matchup right there. Because
that LeBron would have to, he has to get that jumper together. I don't think he's going to be able to slash on that nigga like that.
What you mean? LeBron bigger than him. He's going to the hole. He's taking him to the hole. He's dunking on that nigga head, man.
I'd like to see it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that easy because Durant.
LeBron, I mean, that would be the best matchup. I mean, because, you know, like Kobe and LeBron, I mean, you know, Kobe just going to shoot. He going to stand back and
I think Durant going to do the same thing.
But see, now Durant little, though. See, he ain't got that frame. And LeBron, I just think like LeBron could D him up better and he can get in his face and bother his shot some. You know, not that he have a problem getting the shot off, but see, that he might have a problem getting the shot off. LeBron going to be D him up like that. I don't know.
That's some good NBA shit. Off. I'd love to see that shit. Shout out to this NBA. You know, NappyAfro.com got all the ideas, motherfuckers.
We know y'all watching. We know y'all.
We got a big week in music. We got a, you know, Nas big, shit coming out. Frank Ocean shit coming out. By the time they hear this, the review will be out. So,
yeah.
Hopefully that Nas will be out too by the time they hear this shit. Shout out to the Nappy Afro staff. So with that being said, it's not always just about the music.
It's not about the music.
You know, your boy Frank Ocean came out and let us know that he was bisexual shortly before this album drops. I thought it was
convenient.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting that he made that statement. Then he was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, and then the album came out early, and now it's projected to do 100,000 in the first week. And your boy Murs had a video out.
Murs.
Yeah, go ahead and let the people know what's going on with this Murs video.
Okay, all right. Murs released a video for his song Animal Style. I think that's what
Something
it's called.
Like that.
And Animal Style, and I mean, it's off his album that, you know, came out last year. And you know, the video is about a guy who is in love, he has a boyfriend, but he's not, you know, ready to come out the closet. He's in the closet basically, and his boyfriend walks up to him one day and kisses him in front of his boys, and you know, and that starts the whole, this is the video, but the song is about a closeted gay lover. Well, in this video, Murs is shown being very affectionate with a guy, and at the end, he kisses the guy. And, you know, I mean, me personally, I think this is like a PR stunt to the fullest, because I have a problem with it. Not that there's wrong with being gay. I mean, that's fine. I'm sure there's gay rappers. I have no problem with that. It's just that I feel like when you start doing gay stuff to get a buzz, that's what a problem it lies in it. Because Murs, I only heard of you on these major outlets two times. Once when you was licking Roxy Reynolds' butt on camera, and secondly when you was kissing a guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not for your music, Murs. It's for your fucking, these little, I don't know, man. How you feeling about this, all right? Is this okay with you?
I don't know. I guess my thing, like I said in the statement, is that when Frank Ocean came out to make his statement, I was like, you know what? Props to him if he felt like that's what he needed to do or felt like that's what he wanted to do.
Yes.
Props.
Yes.
But as far as the music goes, I don't see what that benefits the fans. I don't see how that helps the fans. I don't know. There's no gay issue with reading music or producing music, or, you know what I'm saying? Being gay is not a handicap to making music. So when you,
it's not
at
all.
You start talking about your sexuality before your music, basically all you're doing is putting thoughts in people's heads about how you get down in the bed. That's pretty much what it boils down to. You know, no homo or pause or whatever the fuck you want to put on it. But that's what happens. When a motherfucker comes out making music that he's normally been making that we already liked, and he says, hey, by the way, I fuck dudes and bitches. The only thing you can think about at that point is, oh, how does this motherfucker get down in the bedroom? Not like you want to see it, but the fact that you know it's some freaky shit going on behind the bedroom. That could be male or female. And I don't understand why we need to deal with that. I'd be so glad when it's not an issue.
Yeah. Why is it like, you know, I feel like that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, why do you have to publicize your private life? You know, if you want to make songs about kissing guys, like if Jay-Z and Kanye made a whole album about their secret love affair, you know, I would have no problem with it. I mean, it's just, it's weird that it's like a, when you do it for publicity, that's what I don't like. I mean, if it's just genuine, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But when that publicity surrounds it, that's when I have a problem with it. Like, you know, like B-Eazy had no problem with it. He called it artistic. And, you know, he's like, oh, that's very artistic. I was like, so it's artistic. I was like, so you don't think, I just think he went a little too far trying to get out there. I mean, maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like it was just like, hey, look at me moment. And, you know, and that's what he took it as. Because it's crazy. Because now in these days, these publicity stunts are getting weird. Mano, the little fake video of him getting shot on stage. He said it was something about they was shooting some TV or movie he was in. And, you know, but I'm sure some of his people leaked it just for that little, you know, like people was asking about me for 2 hours a day on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Just for, you know, being that trending topic for 2 hours. You know, I think people have went too far with that. And, you know, I don't understand that. And that's just, you know, my thing these days, because it's like back in the days, I mean, maybe that's my problem, stuck back in the days. But these days, these people are media whores. Like, you know, you retiring from rap, but you only got but 12 songs. And, I mean, you have no. Yeah, you know, you just, it's just crazy. Oh, my new picture's leaked, but because I got a movie, you know, I got an album coming out, and all of a sudden my new picture's come out. It's like, shit is crazy now, man. I just, you know, I think now that rappers got to act, you got to kiss guys now to move units. It's sad, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to, and that's the weird part, is that I don't think that he's going to move any more units. I do think that it is somewhat brave if that's his really his thing. You know what I mean? Like, if he's really bisexual, and I don't know shit about MERS, but if he's really...
He's married with kids, but, you know, he just, you know, did this for his video.
Okay, so he felt like making a statement, which is cool. I guess, you know, it's still brave. But at the end of the day, when the video comes out and people start interviewing him, he's going to be able to say that, well, I'm not gay. I was just making an expression. Yeah. So it's kind of like the point is lost. But it's brave because hip-hop is so homophobic. For him to come out and make this damn video and put the song out there, maybe he'll reach some more fans. Maybe he'll encourage somebody else to get through some life situations and that whole It Gets Better campaign. And that's cool. But I just don't understand why we give a fuck about who people fucking. And I say the same thing about when somebody, you know, if somebody were to say, well, yeah, you know, I'm fucking mad bitches. I don't care. I don't really give a fuck. Just make the music. So now, if you tell me, by the way, I'm heterosexual, now I'm still thinking about, okay, this motherfucker fucks girls. It doesn't matter to me. I don't want to hear that shit. So, you know, it happened. Shout out to Frank Ocean because the album is the shit. You see my review by now. I don't know about Murr's new project. Good luck with that shit, bro.
It's off his project that, you know, I mean, you know, maybe that's why him and B-Eazy spend some of their time on the back of the bus. Wow. I don't know. I mean, he did have B-Eazy on the back of the bus, you know, for a while.
Can you at least clear that up a little bit? I mean, you just said he had
B-Eazy. Oh, no, B-Eazy interviewed Murr's in Atlanta on a bus, and they were on the bus for a long time.
And it's just such a hot topic right now with, you know, Obama coming out and saying that, you know, gays should be able to get married. And I'm fine with that. You know, fight for what you want to fight for. I just don't think it needs to permeate everything that we do and be prevalent in everything that happens.
Everything. It's crazy these days, man.
And the funny thing about it is that when you actually know somebody or you're friends with somebody who's gay or bisexual, it never comes up. Like, it's not a topic. Like, when I went to Arizona, one of the guys that trained me was gay. And I didn't know it at the time. We were just chatting, and he said something about his partner. And I was like, oh, you gay? And he was like, yeah. And that was the only time we talked about it. I was down there for a year. And we still cool today. We never, it's not something that you talk about. So I just don't understand why this shit has to come out. But maybe that's part of the reason why it has to come out. I don't know. I'm not involved in the community like that. I don't have anything against it. It's just not part of my lifestyle. So, you know, let them get married. Let them make videos and just stop using it to bring in money. This shit, like you said, it's overdone. It's really overdone. What other publicity stunts could you think of outside of, you know, your sexuality and naked pictures do people even do in hip-hop?
I mean, wow. You got the robberies. I don't know. What else can they do, man? Maybe I was mad for no reason, but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's been the string of people coming out, you know, before their projects come out, you know. And I'm interested in seeing... When did MERS record this video? You know, me and Easy was talking about this last night. He said it's very important. If he recorded this video after the Frank Ocean incident and then put it out, you know, then maybe he was really grasping for that. Or if he already had it and just, you know, I don't know. It just depends. If he already had it and like, oh, Frank Ocean coming out gay, let me put that video out that me kissing a dude out now since it's cool to be gay now. You know, that's why I'm looking at it like that.
But, yeah, I mean, maybe the flip side is that, you know, the video came out and everybody felt so empowered because, like I said, Twitter didn't stop talking about it for at least a week. Like, Black Twitter blew the fuck up. You even had some of your big magazines like Rolling Stones and shit chiming in on just the sexuality and him being bisexual or gay in the media. So, I mean, it was a big topic. Maybe Murders felt like, you know, these people apparently need some more support, so I'm going to shoot the video. I don't know. But I just, we need to hear less about what's going on in people's bedrooms and what's going on with their fucking bank accounts and start getting back to making quality-ass music. Be creative, motherfuckers. Exactly. Put some shit together and rhyme about, and that's one of the things I like about Eminem because he doesn't rap about that bullshit. He might rap about some crazy psychotic shit, but at least he's being creative. It's like going to see a Stephen King movie. So, you know, shout out to that shit. That's about all that's happened in music this week that I can remember. Like, there's nothing else popping, is there?
No, not at all.
You know,
I mean, not that I would even think about talking about.
So it's slow season. So, you know, once we get through the music, we get through the sports, it's time to talk about that other shit. That the retarded ass news in this stupid ass country and across the world. Preachers be stealing, you know, outside of the congregation. We know about the motherfucking thieves in the temple, but pastors be on the street stealing. Apparently, this 43-year-old guy named Giuseppe Savia. Hopefully I said that right, and if I didn't, who gives a fuck? He's a priest at St. Clair's Catholic Church in North Palm Beach. North Palm Beach, that would be Florida, huh?
Yep.
Florida's hot right now, dog. Florida's hot. And not to mention, you know, shout out to Miami for being the city that has the most sex in the country. Did you hear about that shit?
No.
Yeah, allegedly they are the city that has the most sex in the United States. They did some kind of poll or survey. You know how they always come up with this shit. And apparently Miami has the most sexually active people. On top of that, they apparently have preachers that be stealing them bath salts. So maybe that shit's all tied together. But anyway, apparently this motherfucker got caught in the store. He was looking at this. It was a picture frame for $895. Shout out to Neiman Marcus. He looked at the picture frame, and then later they see him walking away with the frame at an empty shelf. So then, you know, they caught him as he walked out of the store. And then 4 days later, his ass came back in the same store. He was captured on camera carrying two bags. When they followed him out, they looked in his bag and found two Italian-made jackets and all kinds of other shit. So this motherfucker got caught. He still hasn't said that he's guilty. He actually said that he's innocent of all these charges. So pastors be stealing. What would you do if you caught your pastor stealing some shit?
Well, being a crazy story. When I was younger, my grandparents' church back in North Carolina, pastor got arrested for, like, he was in a porn store or some shit, and he had like a little kid with him or some shit. Yeah, so we had to deal with that on like, you see, dudes, and he was like one of the popular pastors that, you know, had the little show on Sunday mornings where they had Gospel Expo, and, you know, his name was Willie Middlebrooks, that was his name, and he got busted for, he was like, you know, out of town with some little kid and in a porn store, and, you know, so we had to deal with that, but yeah, it was like, we stopped going to church, you know what I'm saying, like, I couldn't, as long as they were going to support him, I ain't fuck around with him, I was a kid, so it didn't matter to me where I went, you know, but. Luckily, my pastor back home, Curtis H. Brown III, has never had any issues like that. He's been 100. He's kept it real, and I just don't know. I was definitely stopped dealing with it because, I got some church stories. Oh, shit. Another pastor back home, I ain't going to say no names. I ain't going to say what city was in because, you know, we might have listeners, and he still, you know. But, yeah, he had a wife and a kid, but it was rumors going around that he was gay, and then his side piece used to come to the church, you know what I'm saying, like doing service. And, like, she was, like, making it known. Like, it was like, you know, because this church was probably, it was probably 75 people there on a given Sunday. And everybody pretty much know everybody. And so when the side piece walked up in the church, it was an issue. Because everybody was like, oh, shit, side piece here with the wife? And, like, you know, it was just very disrespectful. And, you know, but that's how he got down, man. And, you know, he did his thing. But yeah, but stealing, yeah, I don't know. We ain't taking care of pastor at the church. Must be, you know, the tithes might be light. You know, who knows, recession.
Yeah, and that's like what you said. The main thing you said about you would leave to is why I don't understand what's going on with that particular church in Atlanta where they just keep showing up. I don't know how you keep showing up.
But like I said, it's all right. When you got so much money invested in something, you just can't walk away. They probably done conned you into signing some, getting some loan through the church, and we going to be millionaires in 10 years, and you done gave $30,000, and you like, I just can't walk away because it might be some light in that tunnel. And, you know, you just, I mean, you know, hey, you know, black people, we love, you want to get some black people, start talking church shit. You going to get their ass. Like, you selling something? Hey, incorporate some churches in it. You're going to get like, oh, I mean, because we love church. Black people, it's something about that spiritual thing. Well, we love it.
Shout out to George Bush's second term.
Yeah. I mean, we got a soft spot for religion. And, you know, that's how you get niggas. You want niggas, you talk church. You got niggas, period. And that's just what gets us. And I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. And that's one of the things, like, you know, when, and we ain't going to get too deep and talk about religion and shit like that. But yeah, when people talk same about it, yeah, well, shit, they probably don't want to hear this shit. Most of these cats are heathens.
Fuck it. These fucking heathens need to hear this shit. I mean, cause look, it's all right. We, I mean, you know, we're going to have a show talk about religion. We're going to have the fucking the Satan, Mr. Devil Worshipper himself, be easy on the show. We're going to have him here. Yes. We're going to have him. Be easy, man. They're like, the nigga, he's against religion. He's not an atheist. Well, he said he's an atheist, but like I told him, if you're an atheist, you say you don't believe in God, but I said, so, but you being an atheist mean you actually do, you're admitting that there is a God because you don't believe in him. But anyway, they, you know, we have these arguments all the time. But I was hooking him up with this girl. And he said, what she look like? I said, man, she's straight, man. You know, just holler at her. But I told him, I said, she a preacher's daughter now. So don't go giving her that, you know, you against God shit. First thing he do in the conversation, oh, my name Brandon, I don't believe in God. I said, you ain't even give it a try. And that's what he wondered why I call him gay. But, you know, I just, you know, little stuff like that. But, yeah, but we're going to talk, we're going to have a religion show, and we're going to just break it down, man. Fuck it. That could be some of our topical shows that Be Easy only wants to be on. Oh, Fro Nation, I'm putting it out there. Be Easy said he don't like being on the shows when we talk about randomness. It has to be a topic. So he has clauses in his contracts where we have to come up with topics for him to be on the shows. So that's what it is. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat nothing for y'all. But go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Be Easy getting aired the fuck out today. God damn. Did y'all had to get into it over the weekend, bro?
We talked about the damn murder shit, bro. I mean, it was all good. You know, when he told me that diva shit the other day, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to be on the show if it's not a topic. I'm like, oh, excuse me. I said, oh, all right.
God damn. Well, you know, it is what it is, man. We just keep this shit moving.
Keep it
moving. Got some more shit, some more retarded shit in the news. Apparently, you know, a lot of times we go on eBay and we go on Craigslist and we look for little shit. If you end up losing something or something gets stolen from you, apparently you can find that shit on the internet even 42 years later. Apparently this Texas dude named Robert Russell had a 1967 Austin Healey. For motherfuckers that don't know, that's a nice little sports car. Put it that way. Collectors keep it. His car was stolen from his house in Philadelphia 42 years ago. This motherfucker kept looking for this car. For 42 years. He finds it on eBay, contacts the dealership that's selling it, breaks out the police report and all the documents, he gets his car back 42 years later. What the hell? Can you think of anything that you own right now that you would search for that long? Or what's the longest? What's the item and what's the longest you search for it on the internet?
My kids and probably till I find them. But other than that, if I got insurance and as soon as that check come, I'm over it. I'm over it. I mean, you know, if my car gets stolen, hey, man, I might look for it. That's what I pay insurance for, to take that shit away.
Right.
I mean, you know, just to take that, you know, I'm not, man, pump that. Insurance, yeah, it might be worth, my car might be worth $1,800. So my check might not be enough for $1,800. But, you know, I just have to live with that. You know, I'm not 42 years for a car. Get out of here.
Long ass time.
I mean, it must have been something, some special damn. I mean, it must have been the Herbie the Love Bug edition bug or some shit. I don't know what that was.
He just had some sentimental value to it, I guess. And, you know, I can't think of anything, you know. And maybe we just not old enough. Because, I mean, 42 years, he's beating us both. Maybe we're just not old enough to have that kind of value in some shit. But I've lost a lot of shit. I've sold most of my shit on eBay, so I'm not attached to most. I'm not attached to most things. I sell everything on eBay.
How do you sell shit on eBay, man? Like, how do you go about that? You just like throw something out there to see if somebody want to buy it.
Take a picture of that shit, put it up there, nigga. Before we moved here, I had like 6 or 7 polo shirts, like actual Ralph Lauren polo shirts that I hadn't worn in at least a year because the last job I had needed it. And then after I lost that job, I didn't need this shit no more. I don't wear polos, nigga. I wear t-shirts with my logo on it. So I just decided to put them up on eBay, see what I could get for them. I made more money from selling them on eBay than I paid for them.
Damn.
That's what the fuck you do. I buy games, and once I'm done playing them shits, I put them on eBay, end up getting more money that way for them. That's just what the fuck I do. It's not hard. The problem with eBay is that they take your profit. So you fuck around and sell something on eBay, and they'll charge you $3-4. And then once the money get to PayPal, PayPal charge you $3-4. So you lost $10, and that's before you even get to shipping. But it's a good way to move merchandise. So shout out to eBay and Craigslist. But I'm not attached to anything, any inanimate objects, you know, like that. I sell shit. This if times get tough, I sell this motherfucking Xbox. I move whatever I gotta move. So nah.
People, y'all don't understand what he just said. He said he sell his Xbox. People, I don't know how. If y'all know how serious All Right is about his Xbox,
they, man, they don't get it. I mean, this motherfucker. Nope.
They don't get it, man. Sometimes I be thinking you on. I look away for 9 hours. I be like, God damn.
And it's just on. It just stays on.
Yeah, just on. It just on. I was like, damn, it's All Right always on the Xbox. When I look, like, oh, he's not.
And the thing is, the motherfuckers on my friends list will still send me messages like I'm sitting there. I come back and have seven messages. I'm like, dude, you saw this shit said away for 13 days? I wasn't here.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I'm not looking for shit that long. Shout out to this dude for getting his car back, and hopefully don't nobody steal it again, I guess. Maybe you get insurance.
I mean, why would you even want it back after 42 years, man? I'm like, 42 years? Because
it's worth like $23,000.
Yeah,
it's a classic car. It's a classic sports car.
Oh, I mean, it has to be. It's 42 years old. So, you know, it's like, it has to be classic.
Well, shit, it was damn near classic when he bought it. you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think he bought it for like $3,000. And then when it got stolen, you know, he was ass out. And now it's worth $23,000. So the nigga just came up. I doubt he's going to sell it now after all that time. Yeah.
So he he couldn't have insurance on it because, I mean, I don't know how insurance worked back in the days, but if he collected a dime on it, I mean, I don't understand that.
Yeah, like, how would that work? If he had insurance and got paid for the car being stolen, and now he has the car back, does he have to get
money back? Did you have to pay for the car? Because if I was a dealer, I'm like, bitch, I ain't give you shit. I paid for this. I'm just not out of money.
Oh, no, they
like,
confiscated the car. He's got a police report. So
So he must have never collected. He must have never collected insurance money off of it. But if he did, it's just weird. I think I would collect insurance money after 42 years. I'm like, hey, I didn't give up after a month. If I don't see my car in a month, I'm like, hey, it's done.
Yeah, I don't know how all that shit works. I've never had to. You know, I've lived a very sheltered life. Apparently, I haven't lost anybody close to me. You know, knock on wood on that shit. I haven't had any real run-ins with the law. And anytime I had to file a police report, it's because somebody ran into my fucking car. So I don't know how all that shit works. Although I did growing up, like I told you motherfuckers, I'm from the suburbs, but we live right next to the gutterest ass apartment complex in St. Louis. And we got our house broken into at least 6 times in 4 years. At least 6 times. And I'm talking about we caught the motherfuckers in the act twice. Like damn. You come home and see the nigga run out the house type shit.
Damn.
So, but I was a kid then, so, you know, I ain't have to deal with none of that shit. But, yeah, shout out to this nigga, good looking. If you lose some shit, get your eBay on, get your Craigslist on. We got some more shit. We just had the 4th of July. Shout out to all you motherfuckers who had fireworks and all that. Did you do fireworks, bro?
Did we? We did it. I mean, we had planned on going to the little, you know, the little local fireworks display, but people in my neighborhood got down. I mean, props off to everybody in Glen Oaks. Y'all did the damn thing for July 4th for the fireworks, man. I mean, the kids were blown away by that. I mean, it was awesome.
It's legal?
Yes, it's legal to fireworks are legal on the day before the 4th, the day on the 4th, and the day after the 4th.
Wow.
And on July 4th, and on January 1st. So it's 4 days of the year that fireworks are legal in the state of Florida.
And I don't think I've ever lived in a place where they were legal. Now, people, that doesn't mean people didn't fire them, including myself. I just don't think I've ever lived in a place where it was legal. Even.
Yeah, the dry ass Midwest, man. Y'all, a firecracker burn up the whole middle of the United States.
Even here, I could go on the 4th of July, I could go around the corner within 3 minutes and find 5 fireworks shops. But I can't pop the fireworks. It's a felony here.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's a felony.
So why do they sell them?
I guess they sell it for the commercial shows. Because I think if you have a permit or some shit like that for an actual show, you can pop them. But residents can't use fireworks. But, you know, the reason I brought this shit up is because apparently this cat used his fireworks to shoot at police officers. And now he's facing 4 counts of attempted murder.
Wow.
So the cops came because they heard a disturbance. They were called because they heard a disturbance. They heard a lot of explosions and they didn't know what it was. So they turned to see the fireworks. They showed up to see the fireworks and they turn around and this motherfucker is shooting Roman candles or some shit at them from a van. And they end up chasing him and locking his ass up. 4 counts of attempted murder. This nigga's 37 years old and this is his name, Kasim Stephenson, or Stephenson, which means he probably ain't getting the fuck out. He's probably not getting out. But my question with this whole shit is, if he got arrested for counts of attempted murder, what about when we were kids and we were shooting Roman candles at each other? Does that mean that was attempted murder too?
I mean, we're shooting Roman candles. You know, you might get like a little burn on your shirt. That might be all you're going to get. But he probably was shooting some of that high power shit that, you know, because down here, if you want the high power shit, you have to sign a waiver releasing, you know, the people of all, you know, like you ain't got nothing to do with it. Like they ain't got nothing to do with it. So, and we had some powerful shit. I'm talking about boom in this motherfucker. I mean, so I could, he probably still throwing them mortar shells at them boys. And if he was shooting them at him, he's a crazy motherfucker. And I mean, and yeah, I can see.
Attempted, you know, murder though?
Bruh, you don't, man, you shooting motherfucking missiles at niggas, man. Hey.
Maybe I'm that out of touch with fireworks that I don't know anything that powerful that you can throw, man, that you can hold and wield at somebody and it'd be liable for attempted murder. I mean, you see the white boys on the internet shooting bottle rockets out their ass.
Them bottle rockets, all right. I had this dude sold me three sticks of half sticks of dynamite for $10. And when I tell you, you're laughing. I'm dead ass serious, man. This was, I mean, This damn thing, when I lit this motherfucker, and I threw it, when first I lit it, and it started burning, but I was just like, oh, shoot, I don't know, you know, I want to blow my motherfucking hand off, so I just threw the bitch, right? So I ain't know when it was going to bust. This motherfucker went off. Boom! I mean, the whole building shook. I was like, oh, people come running outside. Car alarms went off. They were just like, yo, what the fuck was that? I was just like, shit. I mean, oh, my God, man. So like I said, yeah, they got some shit these days, all right. So, yeah, he was a sick fuck if he did that.
God damn, attempted murder, bro. Good luck with that shit. You know, kids, be careful out there with your fireworks. You get locked the fuck up for trying to have some fun.
Exactly, man. You got to be safe with those things, man. You know, it's past the little sparklers these days, all right. Motherfuckers got them. Roman candles ain't shit. Now, you get a pack of 10 Roman candles for like $3, man. That ain't shit. Like, we used to take Roman candles and shoot them at each other. Like, you know, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can die.
Yeah, I guess I'm just an old fuck, because I know the last time I got some fireworks, we spent, I think, I maybe spent $50 on fireworks. Nigga, them fireworks lasted me about 5 years.
See, look at that. Oh, all right, man. Let me tell you. We had this one. It was the whole American flag now, and you light this whole. It shot off 1,888 motherfucking rockets, and you light this whole. I mean, it costs like fucking $99, and the shit lasts. You know,
and it lasts what, 4 seconds?
About 5 minutes. I mean, you know, it was a thousand rockets. I mean, you know, you're like, they just kept going off, man. It was like 1,000 of them bitches, man. And this shit was, I mean, they got some shit these days, man. So, yeah, like I said, he was a sick fuck, man. He was trying to kill somebody. So, I have to agree. And then what's up with you picking all this Florida news, man? What's trying to say about my state?
Hey, nigga, I put in weird news and looked up weird news stories, and Florida was popping. And this ain't even just from one source. These are from three different sources.
I know, man. I mean, it's just lately, man. And Florida's not been looking good in the news, man. We had the zombie guy, and it's just not good for Florida.
Speaking of which, you know, they said that they did more studies. They did an autopsy on dude, and there was no bath salts in that nigga.
No bath salts? Yeah, they said nothing but weed, and they had no flesh in his stomach. So, you know.
That
so,
shit crazy. What kind of weed was he smoking?
Yeah. Hey, I don't want none of that.
I'm saying.
Not that I smoke weed.
Oh, nigga, shut up. Shit. I know. Last time I smoked some weed, the only thing it made me want to do was drive a stick shift improperly. I was doing about 45 to 50 miles an hour in first gear. I was high as a motherfucker. But eat a nigga face? Pause? It's not happening. No. Murder? Pause. Yeah. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker, somebody ate a dog or some shit, too.
Yes. And that was. Yes, ate a dog. You know, it's fucking nuts these days, man.
You gotta be watching where you get your weed from, man. Speaking of watching out for shit, this is some news you can use. We got through the useless shit. This is some news you can actually use. You know, if you got your Android phone, you could download the ACLU, which is the American Civil Liberties Union. You could download an app. What this app does is allows you, let's say you get pulled over by the cops. And if you listen to this Frocast, you've probably been pulled over before. if you get pulled over by the cops, you press this app and it allows you to record them pulling you over. So it's a way for you to protect yourself from, you know, the cops sprinkling some crack on you and then you end up on the newspaper. It's a good thing for you to download. We'll put the link under the post, but it's something to check out. You can it'll either record it as a MP3, so you just get the audio, or it'll record actual video, and it's supposed to be stealth mode, so the cops don't even know, because you know the cops will take your shit, and if they know the app is on there, they'll probably take it and delete your shit, so you ain't got the option.
Damn.
It's good shit, man. I'm gonna download it. I'm in Texas, and when you get locked up in Texas, you're liable to get the electric chair. That's just what they do down here. They execute motherfuckers. So I get locked up for running a red light or some bullshit. Next thing you know, I'm in the chair. So I'm downloading that.
It's not even news in Texas for them to execute a person. I mean, you know, in most states, when they execute somebody, it's like, oh, today the execution of Larry David Johnson is going down. And in Texas, that's just like, I mean, they execute like, what, like 200 people a year or some shit
Bro,
like
it's
that?
Bad out here, man. I mean, and there's so many Republicans and racists that they just put the ads on TV. I've never seen... And maybe it's because of where I've lived. I've never lived in a place where, you know, it's time for politics. And every commercial is straight out dissing the president. And these aren't people that are running for president. These are the local motherfuckers. They're like, yo.
They just pay for ads.
The country. Vote for me. I'll be the next mayor. I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about? You're not even tied to that nigga like that. They straight shit on Obama out here.
Tired of the president, the way he's handling your children? Well, let me do it. I'm running for school commissioner.
And those like, are actual ads, nigga. When we drove here, when we moved here, I saw a billboard on the street. Billboard over the highway. And it had George Bush's ass on there. And it said, do you miss me yet? How's that change going? I'm like, nigga, we driving into the... Like, Texas is hardcore about that shit.
Hey, this is the state that wants to secede from the United States, man.
Yeah, they probably will. You know, hopefully I'll be gone by then. Even though I like Austin, Austin is definitely the most non-Texas state in Texas. So, yeah, make sure you download the app. Like I said, I'm gonna put the link in the thing. If you out there driving, you know, if you out in New York, shout out to that Stop and Frisk law. You need this app. It's just to cover your ass, because once you get to court, it's a wrap. You saw how that boy got treated for the rape that didn't happen and ended up doing all that time and losing all his eligibility. So, you know, court's a different beast. You might as well protect yourself before you get that far. And that's the news you can use. See, we try and do a little positive shit around here every once in a while.
It's not always ignorant.
Yeah, it's not always ignorant. We try and elevate our minds a little bit. We got questions from the nation. About to wrap the show up. We got questions from the nation. And this is from the guy who we always see commenting. We always see him in the forums. I think of that dude on, what was it, Half-Baked? Let that punk motherfucker, the guy, go, yo. So the guy's question is, just a little curious, does any of the staff have an ordered top 5 or 10, dead or alive? And what are your thoughts on how people come up with their lists?
I mean... My thoughts on how Saul Wright came up with his list are just my thoughts. I mean, Saul Wright is gonna, you know, me and him not gonna have the same favorite rappers, and it's a reason. I mean, you know, it's like I can't say how you come up with your five. I mean, so you know, that's kind of a weird question, but you know, I mean, I can't knock a man for liking, you know, Eminem. You know, I don't. He's not my top five, but you know, my top five would probably be like Biggie, LL, shit, Jay-Z. Andre 3000, and you know, I don't know who the fifth one be. It's just weird, but I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's the one thing about lists. There's never. It seems like when they come out with a list, they never tell you the criteria. So it's basically just people saying who they like. That's what it boils down to. We're not picking based on shit. You just, and as a matter of fact, it'll probably change from today if you ask the same question next week. It'll be whoever the fuck we just listened to. So, I agree with you. It's kind of a weird question because you pick on whatever you pick on. Unless we have a set criteria, the shit's just random.
And I mean, I can't, I don't know why, you know, like I'm probably pretty sure you're vocal about Rakim being the greatest of all time.
Yeah, no doubt. Rakim is definitely in my top 5.
He's not in my top 5 at all. You know what I'm saying? That's what, like, you know, so that's not saying, you know, something right with my pick or something wrong with, you know, your pick. Is just, you know, it's different strokes, different folks.
I don't think I have a list because there's so much music out there that my shit would be fluid depending on when I listen to whatever. But I know Rakim is in it. I know Eminem is in it. I know Biggie's in it. Outside of that, it just depends on the day. You know, you catch me arguing for LL. If I was doing the top 10, you catch me arguing for LL. Top 5, it depends on what the fuck I listen to. If I listen to radio or shit, Mama Said Knock You Out or any of that shit, I'd probably be like, yo, L should be in the top 5. But if I listen to Exit 13, I'm not going to say he's in the top 5.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I have to cut out what LL done the last 10 years to keep him in my top 5. You know, I have to really cut off the, you know, like LL, like I'm talking about 2000 and beyond. Nah, man, no, LL's not on my list. But, you know, from what he did, like from 84, 85 to 98, 99, yeah, LL my top 5, man.
And I think something needs to be said for that. We hear a lot of times people talk about artists and when they do these rankings, they say he's been in the game for 20 years. How long has he been making quality music?
Exactly. Just because you've been around for 20 years, I mean, you've been hot for 20 years. That's one thing I can say about Jay-Z, that he's been relevant. You know, most of the time he's been out. You know, he's been relevant. Like, that's what I think gives him that edge when people make their argument about him being the best to ever do it and, you know, stuff like him, his legacy. Because he's been, ever since he came out, he's been hot, you know, if I can use that term. And, you know, so that helps his legacy out. But I think that's another show we should do, like, going, like, the years and who was the best rapper at that time. You know, because it's like, there is no best rapper. It's just the best rapper of the time.
Right.
You know, because... You know, you can't argue generations, and it's not, because rap is nowhere you keep stats besides album sales, and we know that don't mean shit. And you know what I'm saying? So I think everybody has their time when they're the top rapper in the game. Like Snoop was on top at one point in time. Chuck D was on top at one point in time. LL was on top at one point in time. You know, Jay, Biggie, Pac, everybody had their little run of being the best rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, who's the best rapper now? It's just like, that's just what it is. But.
And I think your boy Jay-Z is one of the few rappers that I can think of that doesn't have a bad album. Like, over that kind of time. What bad album?
I mean, okay, I wouldn't say a bad album. I mean, but yeah, okay, you can't say a bad album. You can't put a Jay-Z album in. It's like, man, this shit is all right. So yeah, you're right. So you're right. So you started before I went, you know, jumped off that
cliff. But damn, to anybody else I could think of, you know, and I'm talking about more than two or three albums. You know, Biggie don't count because Biggie dropped two albums. That shit, you can't really put him in
there.
But those two albums were
we don't know
up there.
Yeah, we won't know what Biggie would have done, like what Biggie lasted the test, you know, how he would have done over time. We don't know that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like Pac dropped garbage.
Oh my God.
Big Daddy Kane, you know, yeah, Pac put out some garbage. Big Daddy Kane put out, has Kane dropped the album since 88?
I don't think Kane has dropped. I want to say his last album was like 91. I want to say that. I can't, you know, I'm not on record. I want to say that his last album was somewhere around there. I'm not sure.
You might not be lying. You might. That's what I'm saying. You know, long live the king or something.
Yeah. It's been. You know what? We got the computer and shit. Why don't we just look? We just fucking look because we're talking about it. His last album, nigga, this shit don't count. He had an album. His last real album. I've never heard of Veterans Day. That came out in 98.
I remember that.
I remember that shit.
I remember that. That was back in. But you gotta think about it. In 98, it's all right. You could sneeze on 12 tracks and it would sell a million albums. It didn't matter back in 98 because everybody was selling. I mean, Master P was putting out two albums a month and they was all going platinum.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. So yeah, good gosh.
Yeah, I don't even remember that album. The last one I remember that's on his list is Daddy's Home, and that came out in 94. So I was close.
Yeah,
but close. Yeah, man, it's and a lot of his albums here, there are some bad albums. You know, let's not talk about Taste of Chocolate. let's not talk about that shit. But anyway, that's a decent question. That's a good idea for a show. We just talk about the shit we like and shit we don't like and overrated rappers and you know, some stuff like that. And you already put the nail in the coffin on Tupac. I think we wore Tupac out on the goddamn Frocast.
Yes.
Yeah. We got no real nigga quotes this week.
No real nigga quotes, man.
What's up with that?
Maybe I gave all the advice I can give, man. I don't know. It's all right. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I want to get some follow-up on some of these real nigga quotes. I mean, did my advice help you out at all? I mean, did you take my advice or did you say, hell no? So, I mean, I would like to know what's going
on. Yeah, what's up with that? Was it Shorty?
Yeah, Shorty. You know,
Dando the Pirate.
Dando, I mean, did you bang old girl out? I mean, did the dude stay with the mama? You know, I want to get some follow up on that, guys. I mean, you know, let us hear some stuff, man.
I think Sinister got locked up. You might have got Sinister ass locked up. I ain't heard from that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. So we need some more real nigga quotes. Give us some, you know, send us some questions. You got some questions about women, money. You want to send us some money, anything like that, man, send it in, man. We'll get that done.
Send us money. Oh, and then, folks, we're going to start, we're not selling out, but once we start getting, like, ads on the site, we're going to start plugging these motherfuckers in our Frocast. Just maybe that'll help us out with them, you know, gain some ground. So don't think we sold out. We're just trying to, you know, build a brand. Is, you know, we're trying to go with the movement, as all the young rappers say. It's our movement over here.
And how the fuck you going to sell out when nobody's selling? Shout out to Fonte.
Yeah,
if you have a project, you can get your fucking commercial played on the Frocast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shoot us an email, nappyafro@gmail.com or nappyafromail@gmail.com. You know, hit us up, shoot us an email, and we'll figure it out. We'll get a commercial on this motherfucker. Maybe we'll have you sponsor the next segment, which is how we close the show, the Hit a Hell Nah.
Yep.
And this week,
exactly,
it's coming from the homie Fair Game. Not my homie, because y'all niggas got on my head for saying that last time. The homie, Fair Game, and the song is called The Smooth. So let's get into it. Hit a Hell Nah on episode 38 of the Frocast. Throwing them elbows like Kevin McHale.
And now it's time for your Frocast, NappyAfro.com newest game show, Hit or Hell Nah. All you have to do is listen to the track, and at the end of the Frocast, post your comment. Let us know your vote. Let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, this week's candidate.
There's a few things I like smoke. My balls, my women, and this right here, the smoke. Talk to him, fam.
Never let one man or woman determine your happiness. If you want something, you go out and get it. Man plans, but God is the best in planning. Always knew I'd be a killer till I'm dead and gone. My word is bond like a 007 mission. Picture me rolling off pills and leaning. That's hard to depict, right? Cause that image ain't cohesive with the kid. Although my stats shooting up like heroin and shit. A nigga skill done progress. I got a meal and progress to be the best. Is what I ensure, like progressive, passive, aggressive. Playing in the whip while I'm playing in the clip. And I think she bought the bus. She complain about some things like, is this love or is this lust? I just tell her, save a breath, only in God that I trust. I'm a killer to the core, lyrically commit a homicide. Niggas think they fucking with games, but got no joystick. Bitches wanna fuck with fat games. They grab my joystick, form my hand to a C, and the air I hoist it. Shot down we here. Let them niggas know that I'm a beer. Pac, I hear you, nigga. One of my greatest influences coming up. Real rap. Always figured I'd be great. My Chicago minor state, pushing down that interstate. 94 making my runs, track me. Cause my ends gotta meet like soulmates. I just do it cause they sleeping at the top, cellmates. Niggas trying to shoot my dreams down. Still face, cause they can't, cause this man is gassed up. Crave case, I'm a killer to the core. Cold blooded, pale face, sucking life up out the game and injecting it with venom. Got my venom, black denim. Trying to get the spider, Aldi, trying to ball like C. Well, but I can't get the spider off me. That's the evil, that's the niggas who be starting like Knievel. I ain't trying to do nothing with my talent like the eagle. So I grind, perfecting one track at a time. So I grind and get the likes of one trap at a time. They gon' love me cause I represent the same fucking struggle. This city is Chicago for survival, man. You gotta be a
That's this week's contestant, everybody. Make sure you leave your comment and your vote. Let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, back to the crew. All right, so I won't even go into it, man. You can check out the homie by the same name on Fair Games. Is his Twitter. He's got his Hulk Share link, which I'll put in the post as well. He's got videos on YouTube. Homie Fair Games comes from Chicago. I think it's Chicago art.
Chi-town
artist. So, you know, he's close to the hood. I'm from St. Louis, so you know how that goes. What he says is that he started to make his name for himself locally, and despite not having any big-name co-stars or major production teams behind me, my music is unique. I feel as though I conquer people's ears with both my lyrical content and catchy hooks. Damn. And he said, you know, thanks very much for checking it out. So that was Fair Games. What did you think of it, Jern?
Well, first off, I liked the song, but I was turned off like instantly when he was like he his balls move. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a grown ass man, dog. You know, I can give a fuck how you. That's another one of them. You know, the things about, you know, it's all right. Said now I'm thinking about your smooth balls. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and I shouldn't have to do that. But you know, besides that. Song, I like the song. I mean, the shit, you know, it sounds like something Wiz Khalifa made the beat nice, something I can ride out to. So, I mean, I'm saying it's a hit, man. I mean, I like it. I just didn't like the balls line.
I didn't like the balls line either. Gotta agree with you completely, man. Fair Games, that's a dope ass song, man. I like that shit. I'm gonna follow you on Twitter and all that good shit. And if you got a project, be sure to post it after the hit of Hell Nah, you know, post it on the comment. And let people know where they can get your project and check you out. That is Fair Games from Chicago. The song is The Smooth. If you check out his Hulk Share, he's got a whole bunch of other songs there. You can check him out, listen to him, download, shoot him a message, all that good shit. So, yeah, that's definitely a hit, man. Hopefully we hear more from this cat and get some more songs on the Frocast. Episode 38 is done. I'm your man, Sorry. Right, you got any shout-outs, man?
I just want to shout out to my local... medicine provider Publix for this Theraflu that I'm on right now. It's got me feeling kind of good. You know, my wife, she bathed me up before she went to work. You know, she fixed me some juice and stuff, but you know, it's all good, man. You know, I'm happy, man. I'm alive, man.
That's what's up, man. You know, hopefully the homie gets better. Shout out to Be Easy. Yeah. Who couldn't be with us. Hopefully we get these. If we can start doing these two shows a week, y'all get to hear Be Easy a little bit more often. We get some shows with some topics and shit.
Gotta get topics, though, people. We gotta get topics because his agent let us know that he was not gonna do the show if we didn't have topics. And I don't know if you know Be Easy agent, but he's a fucking hard ass boss.
God damn. It's fucked up, man. We do what we do for y'all, man. So make sure you send out you send us suggestions. Make sure you hit us up on the Facebook page, man. Our Facebook page popping. We up to 700.
700, man. Look at that. That's fucking awesome, man.
Damn.
We were just talking the other day about how we hit 500 and bam, we up to 700. So look, man, we're trying to get to 1,000, man. Why 1,000? Because it just looks better. I mean, you know, so hey, man, if you're on Facebook, hit us up, like us, post some shit. You know, musicians, don't go crazy with posting music on the Facebook wall. You know, that would be a way for us to get a hit of Hell and all. You know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, people on Facebook, put your music on there. We'll listen to it. People, if you hear music on the page, comment on it. Say, hey, I like it. Hey, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. That way we can really put stuff, you know, we can see what the people like to hear.
Yeah.
You know? Not just
that shit will fuck around and make it on, you know, the Fro FM, maybe.
Yeah. It might be a guy out there got 1,000 fans and he put his shit up there. You know, put us on to something. You know, that's what we need to know. Don't just depend on us to say it's hot. We want to hear what y'all like is hot. Come on, just let us know, man.
It's all about the community here at the Fro Nation. Yes, so we're going to sign out, man. It's been a blast. Episode 38 is done. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting here with King Germ. We out and we holler at you motherfuckers either next week or who knows. Well, she bought the bus. She complained about some things like, is this love or is this lust? I just tell her, save her breath, only in God that I trust. I'm a killer to the core, lyrically commit a homicide. Niggas think they fucking with games, but got no joystick. NappyAfro.com